That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios. Hey, how you living? You doing well? Good. Glad to hear that. All right. So in this episode, I started off talking about America and the flag that I put on Instagram and Facebook the other day. I started talking about that, and I addressed a few things and sort of went in depth about why I feel the way that I do and why I posted the way that I posted on the 4th. So here's an explanation for a lot of that, and also, and then I just did my signature rambling and picked a little guitar in the middle and played a couple of songs, and yeah, so that's what happened. That's what this episode is. So just keep in mind that I was not trying to convince anyone to feel the way that I felt or anything like that at all. I honestly just wanted to better explain myself. You know, I wanted to explain myself a little better. So I did that. Anyway, please check out the website at mistuffpodcast.com, and there you will find links at the top of the page to the SoundCloud, or you actually find links at the top of the page that will lead you to between the home, blog, and about section. If you guys want to stay on the home section there, you'll see down where it says follow the podcast on social media. There's links to the podcast social media sites right there above the MI Stuff Podcast. If you want to click over to blog, then you'll see the same thing. Follow me on social media, and those are all of my personal social media tags underneath, right above the message there. So if you guys want to follow all the social media, there's links to each of them on the home page and the blog page of the mistuffpodcast.com. Also, right underneath all of that, there's a blue button that will lead you to the SoundCloud page, and underneath that there's YouTube, and over to the side we've got links to our wonderful sponsors, Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. You can click that button to go to screwballwhiskey.com, Screwball, S-K-R-E-W ballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. Underneath that there's a link to the tip jar and to the email address, the IMDb account, and the Instagram, and underneath that is all the Facebook and the Podomatic page. So please go to MI Stuff Podcast and utilize all of these fantastic little buttons that I've placed there for you. So please do that if it ain't too much trouble. All right. So I don't think I've got... Oh, yes. And by the way, I the guys that were on the last episode, Diddy and Vinny and Spence from Trippy Gang, GTOD, go subscribe to at Trippy Gang GTOD on Instagram and also YouTube. Trying to get those guys to 100 subscribers. Please do that and help those guys get there. I told them I would do everything I could to help, and I'm doing that. So go subscribe to the guys. There's not a lot of positivity in rap, and these guys are out here making local rap music about something other than, you know, gang banging and stuff like that. And I'm just so proud of the scene that they're creating here. Anyway, I'm going to let you guys get to the content. Without further ado, episode number 150, MI Stuff. Enjoy, motherfuckers. Yeah, so, hey, sorry I missed on Wednesday, the 4th of July, though, ladies and gentlemen. It's a tough week. It's a tough week for us musicians. It's our busiest week of the year, and I would almost say that without doubt, you know, that it is just our busiest week for a year. And, I mean, granted, we do make a little bit of money. That went on a little longer than I wanted it to. That's the one we should have went with. Yeah, that's the one we should have went with. But anyway, yeah, that we did make pretty good money. But man, I had 10 gigs in a row. It's quite all right. It's quite all right, Rick. No problem, man. Take care of the animals and the property for sure. And we're not going anywhere. You can just pop in whenever you feel comfortable doing so, man. But anyway, I ended up getting lucky with this gig tonight. It was going to be in Wilmington, North Carolina, and the time that it would have been, it would stop raining. It would just be very close to the time we're supposed to start playing, and the whole stage is wet. You know, it's outside, and there's a lot of water, and just felt like it would be kind of pointless to try to go and pull this off. And then, what's funny is, let me flip this phone over because I keep getting. Oh man, appreciate you following me, whoever you are. Ended up getting a call from my agent earlier today, Brother Scott Bird of Songbird Entertainment. And, he was telling me that they're probably going to cancel tonight. Just, you know, we don't really know what the weather's going to do. So, man, just getting this day off was necessary because I've had 8 gigs in a row already. And had I done the gig tonight, what up, Misty? Had I done the gig tonight, it would have been 10 gigs in a row after, you know, after the end of it. So, after all was said and done, I would have had a lot of gigs, and that would have been... Anyway, since I do have this night off, I figured I would utilize this time to talk with you guys a little bit and get a little content out there, because I've been not so adamant about releasing content over the last couple of days, just because I've been really busy. And so I played at Broadway at the Beach last night in Myrtle Beach, here in sunny Myrtle Beach. And the gig went very well. I'm a guy who plays a lot of British music. I do like a lot of Beatles and a lot of Pink Floyd and a lot of David Bowie. And last night I did something completely out of the ordinary for me. I didn't do any British music except for appreciate it, Rick. Yes, it was, Misty. It was completely crazy. But I played all American songs. The only British songs that I played was Under Pressure and Radiohead song. But everything else that I played was recorded by an American band, an American artist. And a lot of American songs. I don't know, I did a lot of cool stuff. But anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. So I have this flag. I put a picture of it on Instagram and Facebook the other day. And I put in the post something to the effect of, and this is the thing I don't need people to agree with me on. I don't expect to be agreed with, but I'm also one who is responsible enough. And I hear you, Rick. It doesn't take much, man, just sitting down with it for a little bit every day. It blow your mind how quick you can pick up on it. But I'm saying that I don't mind being disagreed with, because I'm one who's big enough to know that these things aren't supposed to be agreed upon all the time. Like, you know, we can't just agree on everybody can't agree with everybody else, and that's not what this world is for. And having healthy conversation around these things, or just simply not having an opinion, really, if it's something that you don't agree with, is something that I've found to be very easy to do. Like, if it's something that I really don't agree with, then I'll have to say something. But if it's just something, you know, just a side thing. But anyway, I just had to give that disclaimer before I say what I'm going to say. I gave the tag to... Actually, you know what? I'll read the whole thing just to make sure I get it right. I'll read this whole tag. I want to make sure I don't say the wrong thing. Okay. So, I wrote on this tag the picture, and I'll... you know what? I keep forgetting that I'm on OBS here. I can show you guys a picture of the flag, too. Because I did put it on Facebook. All right, got it. Some gave all. Okay, where do I need to go? Okay. So now you guys, there's a picture of the flag there that's hanging on my wall. You can see the light switch peeking through there on one of those stripes. But that's the flag that's hanging on my wall. Now, I wrote this tag. Now, I'm going to say this before I read the tag. I do understand that there are proper protocols when a flag touches the ground, or when a flag is, you know, pretty tattered and worn like that, you know, that I'm pretty sure that I know that there's proper ways to, you know, burn the flag, you know, respectfully burn the flag, and you know, things you're supposed to do. I understand that, but just given the state of the country at a certain amount of time, point in time when this all was going on, and me and myself personally, you know, just there's a reason why I kept this flag. So just don't you know, hate on me because I kept this thing. Anyway, the tag is, or the, whatever you call it, the headline thing, a little thing I wrote, whatever you call those things, shit, I don't know what I'm trying to say, was when Hurricane Matthew hit, I found this flag in the middle of the road. I brought it home, washed it, and hung it on my bedroom wall. I love this country and I love you, no matter where your ancestors were from or by what name you call God. If you are here, you are an American, and this is our day. I'll go one step further. If you came here illegally because things are better here than they are elsewhere, then who is doing the America thing better than you? Folks spend too much damn time complaining about people doing the very thing we did in the beginning. All folks want is the opportunity to live a better life. I'm proud to live in the place where that better life is possible. On this day, we celebrate America. I invite you all to consider its beginning and take into account that we all came here from somewhere else, then made it illegal for others to do the same. This land is your land and my land, not just yours. Remember that. Happy 4th. And that is where I left it. Now, I understand that a lot of people may not agree with that. Agree with that. And I understand that. And that's fine. It's not, you know, it's not for everybody to agree with. And it's not even really... Oh, I guarantee it, Rick. I guarantee it, man. But that's just saying, like, we're respected all over the world, you know? We're... And I would say respected as like we're a place where people want to go to seek asylum, you know, to make a better life for themselves. And a lot of these people really are trying to do this legally. And I am pretty sure that even if someone is trying to do this illegally, if it is, I mean, I'm not a saint. It's not like I'm perfect. And 100% it's a privilege, not a right. Being an American is 100% a privilege. It's not a right. You're 1,000% right there. There's no other place on the world I would rather be right now than America. But I haven't... I think that we could use the money differently, Misty. And I understand that open borders, don't get me wrong here. I understand that open borders mean bad things. Just because a lot of these people who are coming over are literally coming over to make their lives better. They're coming over to try to get out of a bad situation that they're in their own lives. But there's a lot of folks too who wish to do us harm. Now, for that reason, I do believe that the vetting process for getting people through here probably takes a lot of time. It's a lot of time consuming. It might be easier to just, you know, let them come through and we'll deal with them like we deal with everybody else in our country. Because, people who do bad things are, you know, easy to find. And no, that's fine, Rick. No, I mean, we're all entitled to our own opinion. That's all. We're all entitled to our own opinion, and I'm not getting political at all here. I'm just talking about how I feel the beginning of America was founded. America was founded by people who showed up to America, and basically we basically came into this land like uninvited, really, and sort of took it from other people as far as like we really did that. And I mean, I'm not, you know, trying to make this a whole talk about that, but we've done this, you know. We were the ones who showed up here hoping for something better than where we were. And I feel like we had a different go at it back then than we're giving people the opportunity to have today. And I'm not sure if our founding fathers would go along with that, if you get what I'm saying. I don't believe that our founding fathers they wouldn't be so quick to turn away these people who want to come here and make a better life for themselves, because it was easy and it was them. And it was easy because it was them that just a few years before had experienced that same thing. You know, they had experienced something where we want to also, you know, leave this country that we're in for a better life out in America. And I think that's a beautiful thing, and that's one of the most beautiful things about America, is that we are literally such an amazing place where people want to leave where they are and come here to build a better life. Now, here is where the thing gets tricky. Oh man, 100%, Rick. If you want to think about here's as conspiratorial as you'll ever hear me get. Go Google which countries do not have a central banking system. Google which countries do not have a central banking system. I'm not going to do it on screen because I don't want to get tagged for that sort of material, but I'm just inviting you guys. Go Google which countries do not have a central banking system and look at the ones who haven't had a central banking system within the last 20 years. And you'll understand why we've been at war with certain countries and corporations, Rick. 100%, man. And that's the man. And I feel like, I don't know, just You know what's funny, Rick? You would think that, but you should go check it out. The amount of countries that do not have a central banking system. Just keep that in your mind and go look that up later. Anyway, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. So, if there are people, this is where my explanation gets a little tricky. If these people are coming to this country intending to do us harm, and these people are coming into our country to take advantage of our kindness, then I have a huge problem with that. The only thing is how do we tell the difference between those who wish to do our country harm and those who wish to take advantage of our kindness, between those people and the ones who literally have had a rough go at it. They live in a shitty country, live in a shitty place, and they just don't want, you know, to deal with that. How do we tell the difference? That is the only problem that I have. But here's the thing. I believe that the amount of people who truly want to get away from their negative situation, and 100%, the bad apples are in every aspect of everything, Missy. That's what I'm getting at. But how many more of those people are trying to come over here to make their lives better than those who wish to do us harm? That's the thing. I wonder if those people who want to do us, those people who want to just do us harm, and the people who want to bring negativity into our country, I wonder if those people will be eclipsed by the amount of other people who are literally just trying to get out of a bad situation in their countries. I don't like the idea of being taken advantage of, because America is a very kind and giving country. I don't want that to be the case. I really just want to know that these folks coming in. I hear you, Rick, 1,000%. And I know that this is like a hippy dippy opinion to take, but I just feel like, is it really our land at all? Is any of this ours? We're on this giant natural spaceship flying through space, and is this really ours? And are we allowed to? And I understand that everybody's like, well, open your doors to these people. And I'm like, I get it. And I also get that we're full. Right on, Rick. I appreciate it. I also get that a lot of people may say, yeah, we might be full. I agree, Misty. Bad apples will find a way around anything we try to do to stop. And that's true. I just really feel like that those bad apples that we are fearing are few and far between. Now, another thing, we have to understand why there is a lot of things. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of teenagers, young teenagers, and young adults who are growing up in a world who lost their father or mother or both or entire families to American bombs. And I'm not trying to bring this into it at all. I'm just stating facts that we're dealing with a lot of angry people who are coming of age now, who look at us as the country who took everything away from them. I understand that that can create a huge disruption in what is going on here, and I'm not taking that fact lightly. I am just trying to figure out whether or not it's worth it to try to stop those who are trying to get away from a negative situation in their home countries, compared to those who are just trying to come over here and do us harm. I wonder how many more of those want to come over here and get revenge on the country that took their father away from. Oh no, I couldn't imagine anybody fighting in anything like that these days. It's just, if you think about any kind of actual war, like a trench war or anything like that, I can't imagine anybody doing that because everything is digital now and everything is done by drones. And it's almost like how we can fight over the internet. You know how we can fight over the internet? We can say whatever we want to say because we're behind a screen. It's easier for people to commit these horrific acts because they're sitting at a fucking, like a shipyard in Las Vegas or not, you know what I mean, like a shipyard in Southern California somewhere, and they're just sitting in some like container unit picking people off with a drone overseas. Have you guys ever seen that movie Good Kill? It's a war movie, and this guy goes to work at this shipyard, this shipping container like yard, and inside one of these shipping containers there's these just giant computers set up, military computers, and he sits down at this military computer and it's like playing a video game, except there's a drone in some Middle Eastern country that's just floating right above, you know, right above the cloud line, you know, where they can't, it's floating up so high that they cannot see it. Like they can't see it at all. They can't hear it. You know, there's no detection of it. It's above their radar's reach, so to speak. And this dude's like, you know, doing airstrikes with drones on villages just because they think a leader of some, you know, to where there's some, like, I don't know what you call it, like a leader of a terrorist group or something like that. Some leader of some terrorist group is in this complex, so they will bomb this place with drones. And then this guy is like he walks out of this storage unit, looks at his cell phone, and his wife's asking him to pick up milk on the way home. You know, like just how crazy that is. It is terrifying. She was six. We rode on horses made of sticks. I wore black and she wore white. And she would always win the fight, bang, bang. She shot me down, bang, bang. I hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. My baby shot me down. Jesus came and changed the times. For a while she was mine. She would look at me, laugh and say, remember how we used to play bang bang? I'd shoot you down bang bang. You'd hit the ground bang bang. That awful sound bang bang. I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. For just me, the church bells rang. My baby had to leave. She didn't even say goodbye, bang, bang. She shot me down, bang, bang. I hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. My baby shot me down. I don't know why I went into that. Thinking about shooting people down, man. Bang, bang. Oh, man. I appreciate it. Thank you all so much. But seriously, though, you think about this. Think about what you said a while ago, Rick. Like Rick asked if I wonder if anybody today could fight in like a World War II style war, and I don't think so at all. Just because those people back then were hard people, you know. If there were issues, they were dealt with in person, and usually that meant that usually meant you know, actually physically fighting. And there's not a lot of people who do that, you know. There's not a lot of that anymore. I mean, I remember fighting with my brother, but you know, you don't really count those fights, you know. You don't really count those. So like, I don't know. I remember there wasn't a lot of that. Like, I know now. Like, you think about the people who want to fight in a situation. They're usually the ignorant people, or they're usually, you know, the people who grew up in an era where that's the thing you did, you know. And I just always have thought that violence was not the smart way out. You know, violence has never been the smart way to go about things. I think that a man should handle things with his mind. I actually had a pretty profound Facebook post one day, or it was actually a podcast episode I did that it's just, we don't, and I can sort of agree with you there, Rick, that over the last 10 years our youth is, you know, not as strong as they once were, I guess you could say. But I would say that maybe we could be measuring that strength incorrectly. Maybe they might not be as tough as people once were. They might not be as tough as people once were. But is it possible for them to be smarter? And I think that answer is probably not. But here's the thing. You remember the saying, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough? Well, that's no longer the case. You can be dumb and weak. You know, that's the thing. You can be dumb and weak now. And I think there's too much of that. There's too many stupid, weak people. And absolutely, Missy. You got to do what you got to do. There, but I will say this: there's a lot of dumb people. There's a lot of dumb, weak people, and I say dumb, weak people. Is there a lot of people who have loud opinions and they are not based on anything? They're just, I'm gonna act this way because all my friends do, and I'm gonna pull for this guy because all my friends do. I'm gonna vote for this party because all my friends and my parents and everything does. I just think there's too many people making their decisions like that. Like, not enough people who are, willing to take their own, make their own decision, make their own opinions. I would say, they try to take their opinions from other people and things, and. Oh, yeah, exactly. People think nothing can ever happen to them. That's right, because they're like, oh, that won't happen to me because it's never happened before. You know, and it's like you're in a situation to where one day somebody could be saying something to you and you respond in a way that they don't like. What's up, diving? Welcome to the party. They can hear something that they don't like, and they'll knock the shit out of you. And that's, somebody will be experiencing that for the first time. And you know what? I'm not a fan of violence, but if somebody gets the shit slapped out of them because they say something stupid, then I don't know, man. I think that'd be hilarious. I used to love slapping the shit out of people. But I did that when I was drunk. I would love to slap the shit out of people if they just, like, if say something stupid and just slap the shit out of somebody. But yeah, is that violence? Yes, that is. And that goes against what I would normally. So I guess I wouldn't do that. In what way, Rick? You said when you got back from your last deployment, you really woke up. Like, woke up to the ways of the world in a way. There's certain things that you can do. You have to stand up for who you are. I feel like people should have to. Okay, big thought forming here. It's pretty important for our doctors to be trained extensively to do their jobs, because it is important that they do not kill people or they do not do things that will harm people. Why then are people simply allowed to vote just simply by choosing something? Should people, and I'm not talking about the people in the chat right now, my eyes are closed, I can't really see what you're saying. I'm deep into this thought right now, and I'll make sure I get it out properly before I lose my train of the said thought. Is it not a good idea to educate people on what parties stand for, and for people to educate themselves, to educate themselves before they are allowed to cast a vote? because a lot of people can be voting for things that they're not sure that they're voting for. And I mean that for, like, in the future going forward. I mean that in a way to where there's so many misdirecting things that can be found on the internet now, and there's so many things that can be misunderstood and that people will believe. And not really in anybody's fault, you know, that people will just believe these things just because they sound believable and people are gullible in a way, you know. People will believe these things and they will vote according to the things that they have read online. And I really think that it would behoove the voters and the country if folks would actually do a little more research into maybe what these candidates actually stand for before they go and cast a vote. Now, the reason that I bring doctors into this is because having the wrong person in office in any situation, I'm not talking about president, I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about any, like, down to the local level. Who we have in office affects the lives of those around us. Now, would it not make sense to make the voters go through an extensive of a policy or as extensive of training as someone who is trying to get a degree and be a doctor? Because wouldn't that also affect people's health in different ways, as in mental health? It's no secret right now that people's mental health, if they have a mental health issue, it is spiking right now. And it's happening everywhere, I'm pretty sure. I wonder, is people's mental health being discarded or being tampered with even? Are people's mental health being tampered with through this whole system that we've got going on? Am I on any kind of a are you guys hearing me at all on that? I have no idea. I don't know. I just feel like, yes, we're brainwashed into thinking one way only, but here's the thing, we're not being brainwashed into one way. Each place we look is brainwashing us into something completely different. Every place we go is pulling us into a different direction. And I am a child who grew up in a broken home, and my dad and my stepmom got together, and that's the only stability that I've had in my life throughout from my childhood to now, is my dad and my stepmom being together. But when my dad and my mom were separated, you know, I have my mom who's telling me all these negative things about my dad and his side of the family, and I'm being pulled that way. But then I have my dad and my grandmother and all those people who have actually raised me and have taken care of me all my life when my mom didn't want me. And I didn't see that when I was a kid, but I was being torn in two different ways. And that has left me mentally scarred, being torn in so many different directions. Just two different directions when I was a child. Just that. Imagine how mentally scarred the next generations of people are going to be because they're being so mentally torn between so many different things, man. Like, it's like, okay, well, we're gonna give you these ads on television to pull you this direction, but the other side's going to give you ads as well that's going to pull you in a different direction. Here's the thing. They're going to run both ads on every channel. And now you constantly have to pick a side in every conversation that you're in, unless you're just a hardcore, you know, I believe what I believe and I don't care who says what about it. Unless you're one of those hardcore guys, you're going to have to change just about every time you're around a person who believes something differently. That's got to do something to somebody, to something negative to people's heads, right? Has to. I hear you, Rick. I hear you, Rick. And that is a huge narrative that's going on right now. It's like one of the hardest things to be in the world is a straight white male. And that's what a lot of people are saying now, and that's what I've been reading all over a lot of my people. I appreciate it, Rick. What up, Abby? But yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying, is it's just very hard to be a straight white male right now because they're being very attacked. But I don't get that at all. I don't feel that. I just feel like it's hard for people to be exactly who they are. Because one, if somebody is that honest about themselves, a lot of people are going to end up seeming, either, you know, racist in this area. You're going to, if you are exactly who you are, they're going to turn out to be racist, or they're going to turn out to be just an idiot or whatever have you. If they're honest about the situation and they remove all of the, you know, all of the makeup from their lives, you know, they'll turn into something completely different, right? And I think that people just have such a hard time being honest. People just have a really hard time being themselves. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why people have such a hard time being themselves, man. I do too, Rick. I love everybody, man. I love everybody, dude. My Aunt Marie was adopted. She was black, half black. And my grandparents adopted her in 1972. And, you know, that was in rural South Carolina, Bennettsville, South Carolina. They adopted a black girl in 1972. You know, that wasn't the very popular thing to do. But God rest her soul, my Aunt Marie. I love that. I loved her to death. She was my favorite. She was my favorite person in the entire world. She took me to see American Pie. I used to always go hang out with her and her friends. She had this Jeep or whatever, or we would ride around and listen to like Tone Loc and Rob Bass when I was little. And God rest her soul. She would have been 40, right? No. I don't know. She was born in 1972. What would that do? I'm horrible at math. I can't do it. But yeah, and from what I can tell, like, There was a few people that, like, you know, didn't take too kindly to that. And what's funny is they went to pick her up My grandparents were on the list of, you know, families to call, you know, if there was a a child up for adoption, you know, and yeah, I know that's not old at all. Like, it's not. But yep, forever young, Abby. But yeah, she, when they went to pick her up, my yeah, my Aunt Marie was, she was born in 1972 and she passed away in 2009, 10 years ago. But when they went to pick her up from the hospital, they didn't know, you know, that she was half black. And they got there, and the nurses told my grandmother, you know, that, you know, we know y'all are a white family, and this baby is not white. And my grandmother was, you know, having second thoughts about it, you know, just what will people think, you know, and it's 1972. I can understand, maybe. But my dad, like, apparently started crying, and like, if we don't get her, you know, who might get her? We're a good family. She'll be raised by good people. If we don't get her, then where will she go? You know, kind of thing. And so my Aunt Marie ended up being a Hudgens. And dude, she was the coolest person ever. She took me to see American Pie. When, you know, she would take me to see the R-rated movies and stuff because I wasn't old enough, and she was 13 when I was born, I think. So when my mom left us when I was like 2, I spent a lot of time with Marie, and like I always did, like. She was the fun aunt. She really was. She was like the fun aunt who always had like she always had the video games. She always had whatever the newest video system was. Like she was a people always do the Xbox versus PlayStation thing. I play PlayStation because Marie played PlayStation. She didn't have no Xbox either. You know, she was a PlayStation girl, and I play PlayStation because she did, and she was cool as shit, man. She listened to the best music, like she would always and loved good movies. She loved great movies, and the thing that makes me miss Marie the most are times when I see a movie that she would have loved, just because I knew what kind of stuff she liked. And when I see a movie that she would have really loved, I'm like, you know, it breaks my heart to know that she didn't get to see it. And I don't know, that kind of sucks. But I do, like, and that doesn't bother me as much now, because it's been a decade now. You know, 10 years is a long time. But it's nice now to, like, it's nice to know that I knew her. Out of all of the families that I could have been born into, I was born into that one. You know? Like, out of all of the negativity I could have been born into with my mom's side of the family, I grew up with my dad's side of the family, who were great people, who the whole time when my mom was talking crap about them and all of the people on my dad's side of the family, like my mom was just talking shit about all of them all the time to me as a kid. And that's right, 100% I'm carrying the fire, Rick, 1000%. And I believe that too, Misty. I believe that she is there. I mean, she is. Like, the part of her that lives in me is still there. But out of all the times that my mom spent talking negatively about my dad's side of the family and stuff like that, they always would, you know, stick up for her. They would always, when I would say something negative about my mom, they would stand up for her, you know. And what kind of people do that? What kind of people literally stand up for the person who's trying to bring them down? Like, that is just a huge, that's huge right there. Marie was my favorite. My granddad passed away right after I graduated high school. And my granddad was one of the folks who I hate to hear that, Misty. But thankfully, Young Scout has you and Brother Brian Jordan. Yeah, man, I got so lucky. I could have been born into any family, but I was born into one that's, and if you think about it, my dad brought it up, and I think about, like, nah, you're good, Rick. By all means, keep talking, man. We talk about it, but out of 4 kids, out of 4 kids, my dad and my stepmom, me and my 3 baby sisters, none of us have ever been in any big time trouble. You know, none of us have ever been in any kind of, none of us have ever been to jail. None of us have ever been in any big trouble or anything like that. So, I mean, I was raised with good morals, apparently, because it's kept me out of jail all my life doing stupid shit that I probably could have went to jail for. But I could have been born in any family. Could have been born in any family, and I was born in that one. And I'm very proud of that. For the same reason that I could have been born in any country, could have been born anywhere in the world, but I was born here in the great nation of America. And on this July the 4th, I feel like I was, Rick. I really feel like I was. On this July the 4th, and I know I'm a day late, but on this July the 4th, I invite each and every one of you, and a lot of you have already, but I invite each and every one of you to consider how this country was how and why this country was founded and started. This country was founded so that people could get away from the tyranny of people trying to tell them how they're supposed to live and worship and live their lives. And I don't see it being very American to turn away those who are trying to do the same thing that we did when we first came here. And I'm not saying that we should have wide open borders. I understand that that is not the best way to do things. But how many people will we save by taking a few of them in? It's like the starfish on the ocean story. It's this little girl, and there's thousands of starfish that are just washed up on the shore. And this girl is throwing all these starfish back to the water. And this man sees this girl doing that, and he says, you know, you can't save them all. And she says, I know, but it'll mean the world to the ones that I do save. Now, in the same breath, I understand some of those starfish aren't going to go into the ocean and plan a terrorist attack to take down a major city or anything like that. I get that. But I don't think that that is on the minds of the people here. Maybe there is an opportunity for us to make up. No, we can't, Rick. We can't take them all. We can't take them all. And you know what? We could. Not a lot of people know this, but did you know that comfortably, the entire population of the world could live comfortably in the state of Texas? Alone, the entire world's population could comfortably live in the state of Texas. But that's not what I'm here to say. We can't take them all. But I feel like, and also, I don't think that the situation for those who are coming over are as bad as the a lot of the news, the popular news networks are making them look. I don't think that these the living situation for those coming over, I don't think it's that bad. Oh yeah, 100%, man. There's too many people. There's too many people in the world. We are overpopulated massively. There's too many people on the earth. There's too many people out there. Like, we're killing the earth. We are the parasite. It's like when we are living in our house, if we get an ant infestation, if we get termites inside of our house, and they continue to grow, then we don't exterminate the termites, they're going to eat our entire house down. And that's where we are, except we're the termites. We are the bugs. We have inhabited this earth. We are the ones who are overpopulating it too much, and we're tearing it down. By the way, I want to take this time to please remind you to please recycle your plastics. Please recycle your glass, your plastics, your aluminum. Try to do that the best that you can. I know a lot of places don't offer recycling, but if you Google it, I'm sure that it's not but a short drive from your house to get to a recycling center. But, yeah, we're just, it's a weird time to be alive, man. It's probably the weirdest time to be alive because the country is doing this awakening thing. Like, we are doing this whole, awakening thing, you know? We're like becoming aware that there are certain things that we do that offend other people, and we are trying to correct that, and we're trying to be considerate of other people's, we're trying to be considerate of other people's needs. And I appreciate that in the world. As somebody who has a weird quirkiness about me, and there's a lot of things that I wish that people would take into account about me, you know, that I'm not a normal person, and that I have crippling anxiety sometimes. And a lot of people take into account, you know, so I want to offer them the same thing that I want people to offer me. Let's see. And no, you're not being a jerk at all, Rick. But I get the sentiment. I understand that, you know, there is a limit. You know, there is a limit to what we can and can't do. And I even, you know what, I will go on record to say, me personally, and I believe that this should be something that should be put to vote to those who do not mind. I don't think that everyone should have to. I don't think that everyone should have to deal with this thing. I wouldn't be against having or paying a little bit of extra taxes for myself. I wouldn't mind paying extra taxes to know that a family who is coming from a war-torn country can have a safe place to stay legally. I have no problem in the world with that. But, and to not be confused with what I said in my Facebook, Instagram post, I was saying that those who come to America illegally are technically doing the original American thing the right way, because we came to this country, you know, we came to this country illegally. We came and we stole it from the Native Americans, and we did that. And I mean, I think that they were giving us land, and we sort of took advantage of the situation, and oh, 100%, Rick. That's the way America should be, right? That's the way that people don't. That's why I said in the very beginning of this that it's okay if we don't agree on the subject. It's fine having an actual conversation without anybody getting, like, you know, getting all butt hurt about, you know, something, which is what happens a lot on Facebook. I notice that, you know, you post something and somebody just has to chime in there. Somebody has to chime in their opinion, and like, it's always usually an aggressive opinion that they have, and there's no need. It's okay to have an opinion without the aggression, you know, and that's what I feel like this is, you know, you're having opinions without aggression. And absolutely, Misty, that's another thing, because how do we trust them? How do we trust that they're doing that the right way? You're right. How do we trust that they're doing that they're doing the right thing with the money? And I don't know. I feel I'm a Christian, man. I was born and raised in a Christian home, and I was raised with Christian values. And I see so many Christian people who are acting in ways that I do not believe Jesus Christ himself would act. Absolutely, Rick. What's up? I don't believe that people with the quote-unquote Christian values are reacting to the way this situation is going down in a Christian way. I know a little Sublime. Let's see. That's what I'm saying, Misty. And a lot of Christians. Yeah, Rick, we can do that one. A lot of Christians have not read the Bible. And I'm not trying to brag or pinning roses on myself, but I have. I've got the Bible that I've read with my notes in it and my dots in the Bible where I stopped reading so I'd remember where to go back. I read it from Genesis to Revelation all the way through. And I mean, hell, me and Smitty were doing a podcast the other day, and I think Honey Badger was in the chat, you know, saying something about she had just started, or she had recently read the Book of John, and I don't know if it was like a challenge to me or whatever, I've just been reading the Bible, and so in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then she was like, I said John, not Genesis. I was like, well, if you read the Book of John, you'll know that that's chapter 1, verse 1. But absolutely not, Rick. You should not feel bad about being a Christian. You should not have to feel bad about being a Christian. Absolutely not. Nobody should. Nobody should. But I will say this about me, is that a lot of Christians, or I have read the entire Bible, and I know that there's a lot of things in the Old Testament that the Bible puts there, that the Bible says in the Old Testament that people are still living by, that Jesus Christ himself banished in the New Testament. People don't understand. Jesus Christ came into the New Testament with a new set of laws. That is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind, and your neighbor as yourself, and all else will be added unto you. He says, keep the Ten Commandments and love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Like all of that Old Testament stuff that people are clinging to so tightly today is not, like, it's, people are like, oh, it's in the Bible. Yes, it's in the Bible, but do you know what else is in the Bible? The part where all of that stuff gets banished. The part where Jesus says, yeah, don't worry about all of that stuff, just do this. God, man. And you know what else I hate is I hate people talking about backsliding, like, you don't go to hell if you don't get back in church. Well, how about this? I say this a lot. When people get saved, Jesus did not die for all of the sins you committed on up until the point where you knew who he was. He died for all of the sins, not just the ones you committed on up until the time you got saved. He died for all of them. I do remember that, Misty. That was a good prayer. I don't know, but... I don't know how long we've got here, but I think we're going to... Yeah, we're about 1:15. That's pretty good for today. I hit enough controversial topics in that one to piss enough people off. So forgive me if I've pissed anybody off, but I want you, each and every one of you, to know that I love you to death. And I hope that you've had a happy 4th of July, and I hope that I've not said anything to upset anybody. But if I have, I'm more than happy to have a conversation with you. But if you want to have a conversation in which to try to convince me to think your way, then I'm not into that. But if you want to have a healthy debate on why we both feel the way that we do, so that we can maybe better understand each other, I'm down with that. So there's that. Here you go, Brother Rick. I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I spend it all. And if I could find that Hannah, oh, that Sancho that she's bound, oh, I pop a cap in Sancho and I slap her down. But I really wanna know, my baby, oh, what I really wanna say. There's got just one way back, and I make it, yeah. My soul will have to wait till I get back. Find that Hannah on my own. Daddy's gonna love what he knows. When I feel the break, feel the break, feel the break, and I gotta live it up. Oh, yeah, huh. And I swear that I really want to know my baby, oh, I really want to say is one way back. And I'll make it, yes, I'm coming, oh, 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 my soul will have to. My baby, oh, I really want to say is one way back. Yes, I'll make it. Yeah, I'm coming up. Whoa. Tell Sancho that if he knows what is good for him, he'd best go run and hide. Daddy's got a new 45. I won't think twice to stick that barrel straight down Sancho's throat. Believe me when I say that I've got something for us punk ass. And I really want to know my baby, oh. What I really want to say is one way back. And I'll make it, yes, I'm coming up, whoa, oh, oh. My soul will have to wait. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying not to go octave up so I'm not too loud for the neighbors. There you go, Brother Rick. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. Yeah, man. So I guess in closing, I will say, what up, Carrie? How's it going? I guess in closing, I will say, I love America. And if you are in America, I love you. I don't care how you got here. I know a lot of other people do, and I'm not looking for a fight or anything there. If you're inside this great nation that I call home, then I love you. I don't care how you got here. I'm not interested in that because, to be perfectly honest, my ancestors, I'm not sure if we were here first. I know I have a lot of Native American blood in me, but who knows? God bless America indeed and all of you who are in it. So, yes, I love you. I love you, America. I don't care who you are. Even if, whether you agree with me or not, I still love you. Carrie, how did you feel about Stranger Things? Did you cry? I have no problem admitting that I did. Stranger Things spoilers, by the way. Potential spoilers in the chat. So if you haven't seen Stranger Things and you would like to watch it, I would suggest that, oh yeah. When you were here before, I couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. Oh, you float like a feather and a beautiful one. I wish I was special. You're so fucking special. But I'm a creep. care if it hurts. I just want to have control. Oh, I want a perfect body. Oh, I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. I wish I was special. You're so fucking special. But I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I want you to know that if you're out, I wish I was special. You're so fucking special. But I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here. Count that as your outro music, ladies and gentlemen. Count that as your outro music, ladies and gentlemen. But your real outro music is going to start right here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging out with me this evening. Sorry I'm a little late on releasing episode this week. It's been the 4th, a little busy. I think I said that in the beginning. But anywho, there's that one's for you, Timmy Pierce. Anywho. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate the kind words out there. Bye, Patrick. Love you. You've been lurking in here. I sent you something earlier, a funny message about turtles and books. So, yes, please go to screwballwhiskey.com, ladies and gentlemen. S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. And get your screwball whiskey. Get hashtag get screwed, S-K-R-E-W-E-D. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. Screwball whiskey, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to mistuffpodcast.com and check out all the cool content going on in there. I've got links to every social media page that I have in in the MIStuffPodcast.com. Check the description of this YouTube video right here. If you guys want to donate some dollars or hit up the tip jar at all, you can do that there. It's not required, not asking for anything. I'm just telling you that is where it is. If you'd like to do something like that, it's not required, not necessary. Just know that. All the links to those things are also on my MI Stuff podcast page. The tip jar is there as well. Also, there's a blog there that I have not updated in almost a month now, so I've been very slack on that. I will get back to it. I do write a lot. I just don't publish a lot of things. There's some things I just want to keep to myself, you know. But anyway, that's where you can find that. Also, let's do this right here. Let's get you guys a little link. And also, I'm just now seeing that I've got a link to my SoundCloud page with all of my original music. With most of my original music, anyway, I should say. I just hit paste twice on here. There we go. In the chat right there is the link to my website. And there's on the website, if you go there and just scroll down just a hair, you'll see links to my original music. There's a bunch of blue buttons. You can go to the YouTube page. And I haven't updated the YouTube videos there in a while, but I'll do that after I get done with this. There's a link to Screwball Whiskey. There's a link to the tip jar. There's a link to the IMDb page, the Instagram, the Facebook. Link to everywhere. Only thing I don't have on here that I really wish I did have were links to where you can download the audio podcast. If you guys are interested in that at all, then please go to Apple Podcasts and search MI Stuff Podcast, or just search MI Stuff Podcast anywhere you guys download podcasts, and subscribe there, please, if you don't mind. Thank you so much, Rick. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Before I run out of music at the end here, I'm going to go ahead and get out. But happy 4th to you guys. America, I love you. And you look good. You look good, America. I love you. Be good people out there in the world. In a world full of shitty people, don't be those people. Oh, also, by the way, I want to get the Trippy Gang, GTOD. Those guys have just started an Instagram page. Go like at Trippy Gang GTOD. It's spelled just like it sounds. Trippy Gang GTOD. And they also have a YouTube page. I have linked up their YouTube page in the last video, the episode that they did with me, which was episode 149. It was the last episode. So please go and subscribe to their channel as well. I want to get them up to 100 subscribers, and just trying to help them get there. So please do that if you guys don't mind. Also, yes, be good people. In a world full of shitty people, don't be that. Don't be a bad person. Be a good person. Peace, bitches.